This is TWiT.
You know, we are living on borrowed time, and we've got to stop burning fossil fuels. And we've had 25 years now since we've known about this problem. And really everything that the environmental movement, and I consider myself a part of that movement, everything that we've thrown at this problem has failed. Everything. And it's at a certain point, you have to just look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know, am I just doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result or what? So, you know, if you're facing a potential climate catastrophe, and I'm a dad and, you know, I care about the future of, you know, my children or my sort of vision into the future. You got to ask yourself, are we really solving this problem, or have we gotten ourselves stuck in a kind of ideological cul-de-sac, from which, you know, we were actually part of the problem. And I think that's where a lot of the environmental movement has found themselves in opposing an energy technology that really can scale and really can solve this problem. And then as an environmentalist, one has to look at this and at least say, well, at least let me take a look at it and see if it's really as bad as I think it is. And that's, I think, what the journey that the film takes you on is through the eyes of people like myself who were very anti-nuclear and just came to this realization, as I did, like, we got to take a look at this and just see if it really is as bad as we thought, and then go through all the things, the waste, the safety, you know, proliferation, cost, all the big problems with it. Are they really as bad as we thought? Because we really got to do something. And if it is as bad as we thought, then let's reject it and do something else. But, you know, you see the film, you see where the science and the facts take you is surprising.